Welcome back. Well, any day, OSHA is expected to issue a federal mandate impacting millions of U.S. workers. The new rule from the White House is already facing challenges. Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan is here with more, and this could go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Good. So this is a federal rule, and it's estimated to apply to two-thirds of the U.S. workforce, and that's about 100 million workers. It's expected to require all private U.S. employers with 100 or more employees to ensure that their employees are either vaccinated or tested on a weekly basis. Now, the actual text of this rule is yet to be published, but yesterday a spokesperson for the Department of Labor said to multiple news outlets this. They said covered employers must develop, implement, and enforce a mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policy unless they adopt a policy requiring employees to choose either to get vaccinated or to undergo regular COVID-19 testing and wear a face covering at work. Now, the question that I've been asking is whether this federal mandate is destined for the Supreme Court, as well as other mandates that have already been rolled out by private employers. Now, especially as this legal issue has been already preemptively challenged in a suit in Arizona. There's also 20 states approximately that have sued over a White House mandate that preceded this one that's requiring federal contract workers to be vaccinated. Now, legal experts say that there's really no way to tell which issue exactly the Supreme Court will take up or if it will take up this issue at all. But they say that they suspect the question is when, not if, a challenge will get there. Now, among the legal arguments that these legal experts think will be the ones that will be most ripe for Supreme Court attention, those are the ones that are based on religious grounds. These are the ones where workers argue that a vaccination policy, that it conflicts with their firmly held religious beliefs. Now, the reason for that is because U.S. courts have been increasingly giving tremendous weight to religious liberties, although the case, these legal experts say, is really no slam dunk. So a lot to unpack here, but all of the legal experts that I've talked to over the many months, several months of this anticipated rule, they all say that they expect these lawsuits to come quick and in high volume once this order is put down.
Alexis, I'm just wondering, because I know you are a lawyer, are there cases on the books that are precedent setting for something like this being taken up by the Supreme Court?
So, yes, there is. There's a seminal case, and it's called Jacobson v. Massachusetts. But here's the catch. It's a 1905 decision by the Supreme Court, so it's 116 years old. And that's the case that most of the courts that have looked at some of these issues around the country, they've mostly relied on this case because in that case, the court did not carve out a requirement that the federal government give a religious exemption to a vaccine mandate. And in that case, it was the smallpox vaccine that Massachusetts had ordered for its citizens. But these legal experts that I've been talking to for many months, they say that that holding is still vulnerable because there's been such a widening of protections for religious liberties since that decision, not to mention at that time, the Bill of Rights, the whole enchilada of the Bill of Rights, it had not yet been applied all the way down to this state. So you have some state issues there as well. But nonetheless, there are absolutely expected to be a lot of lawsuits. Like I said, Arizona has already filed one preemptively before even seeing the text of this new rule.
There are going to be millions of workers that are impacted by this. So who is actually going to enforce this federal rule?
Right. So this is a huge point of contention. And a lot of labor and employment attorneys, they are having a hard time guiding their clients as to what they should be doing here. It's expected that employers are going to have to be the enforcers. Most of them largely don't want to be the police for their workforce. And not to mention, there's the testing option, right? So if employers do choose to have a testing option, who's going to pay for that, on whose dime, they say. So so many things still to be that are still really unknown about this rule. But as soon as we see the actual text of it, which could come really any moment here, we will know a lot more about how this is going to work. It's expected that the deadline for this will be sometime around December 1st, when employers are going to have to start doing their enforcement.
All right. Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan. We will have to leave it there and see where it takes us. Thank you so much for being here today.